Carrie Namlick lives in Shepherdstown with her husband and two daughters. She's an assistant professor for Blue Ridge Community and Technical College and is working from home because of the pandemic. But like many parents, she's also found herself homeschooling her two girls, Scarlett and Lila. She's been using baking as a way to implement some math.
Okay, so then I split up our flour here because we have a half of a cup in each one and the recipe calls for a cup.
But also just to practice old school kitchen skills.
What are we making today?
We're making popovers!
Those are flaky light rolls that are an American adaptation of England's Yorkshire pudding, a recipe that dates back to the 17th century. Popovers are made with eggs.
A little harder. Oh, perfect. There you go.
And butter, milk, salt, and flour.
Good, good. Okay, now mix all that flour into it.
It looks so yucky.
It looks yucky.
I know, it looks like hard milk.
Hard milk.
Hard milk.
Well, it'll be yummy once you mix it all.
Yummy!
Traditionally, Appalachians have relied on baking as a way to provide food for the family. Namlick is a self-taught baker who has baked consistently for the past 10 years, but is leaning on the skill more during the pandemic.
Nobody else is leaving the house except for me whenever I go on those grocery store trips. So the least amount of time that I have to leave, the less likely my family is to be exposed. So yeah, I've been trying to do at least a week and a half or 2 weeks at a time.
Earlier in March, stores were all sold out of bread as people braced for social distancing. But Namlick has now also noticed a shortage of yeast and flour.
Well, right now I'm down to my last bag. I'm hoping at least that means other people are trying to bake their own things now since I can't find it.
And there's truth to that. Online things like isolation loaves and quarantine cookies are trending. And according to Nielsen data, yeast purchases are up 600% in March. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Caitlin Tan.